Israel's tourism minister, Rahavam Zahavi, was shot and killed today in a hotel room in East Jerusalem. A radical Palestinian organization, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, said it carried out the assassination, what it termed revenge for the killing in August of its leader in an Israeli rocket attack. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Rahavam Zahavi had spent the night in the Hyatt Hotel in East Jerusalem and had eaten an early breakfast with his wife. Just before 7 a.m., Zahavi went upstairs to his room on the 8th floor for a telephone interview with an Israeli radio station. Zahavi's wife found him lying in the corridor with a bullet in his head and another in his neck. Israeli police sealed off the hotel and began questioning everyone there. A police spokesman said there were apparently no witnesses to the attack, and they believe the gunman used a weapon with a silencer. As a cabinet minister, the 75-year-old Zahavi should have had a bodyguard. But Israel Radio reported that he had refused protection in the past and often carried his own weapon. Police say he did not have a gun with him today. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Gidon Meir describes Zahavi.
We in Israel are in big shock for what happened this morning. Rahavam Zahavi is a man of dignity, a man who has his principles, had his views, and to assassinate somebody who was really because of his views is something which we really don't understand here.
Daron Heiliger, an Israeli tour guide, came to the Hyatt Hotel this morning to pick up his group of evangelical Christians for a day tour of Jerusalem. Heiliger, who has been a tour guide for 30 years, says Israeli parliament members often stay in hotels in Jerusalem. But he says Zahavi was the only one known to stay frequently in East Jerusalem, which Israel annexed in 1967, and which Palestinians say must be the future capital of a Palestinian state.
So for him, I think it is also to show that this is part of Jerusalem. So for him, politically speaking, I think for Rahavam Zahavi, that's why he insisted on staying here.
The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine said it had promised revenge for the death of PFLP leader Ali Abu Mustafa in August in an Israeli missile attack. In the past year of the Palestinian uprising, Israel has assassinated dozens of Palestinians it says were responsible for terrorist attacks. Abu Mustafa was the first political leader assassinated by Israel. In the past 3 days, three activists from the Islamist Hamas movement have been killed in explosions. Israel admitted it carried out the first attack, although it has not taken responsibility for the other two. Israel's assassination policy has been sharply criticized by the Bush administration. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon rushed to the hospital and is holding consultations with his cabinet. Sharon advisor Zalman Shoval says Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is responsible for the attack.
If indeed this was a planned, pre-planned attempt by Palestinian terrorist organizations, this throws a new light on their modus operandi, and Yasser Arafat will have to be accountable for that, because he gave us and the Americans very clear commitments that he would stop the violence and the terrorism because of the world situation of global terrorism.
Zahavi was one of the most hardline members of Sharon's government. In the past, he had advocated the transfer of Palestinians to countries such as Jordan and Lebanon. He recently referred to Palestinians working and living illegally in Israel as lice and a cancer. He was the leader of a two-seat party in the Knesset that resigned on Monday in protest over Sharon's decision to ease restrictions on Palestinians. The resignation was due to take effect today. The other member of Zahavi's National Union Party, Rabbi Benny Elon, says Israel should retaliate for the assassination. This is an attack on the state of Israel, Elon said. Zahavi is one of Israel's founding fathers. I hope the government will hit back hard, he said. Israeli analysts say Sharon is likely to freeze the planned removal of roadblocks in the West Bank and Gaza Strip and reimpose other restrictions on Palestinians' freedom of movement. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.